You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian government is emphasising its support for those affected by the COVID-19 coronavirus, following the first virus-related death in Australia. Peter Dutton, Home Affairs Minister, is thinking of Mr. Kwan's family and others affected by COVID-19 at this time.
Our condolences obviously go to the family of the 78-year-old man in WA, and a very difficult time for them, and we want to make sure that we provide all the support that we can to people that are in quarantine or those that are self-isolating at the moment. And I think, again, full credit to the doctors and to the work that they do to keep people safe.
Keeping Australians as healthy and as safe as possible is Australia's number one priority, according to Mr. Dutton. After the death of Mr. Kwan, New South Wales Health have announced the state will now permit pharmacies to give the flu vaccine to kids as young as 10, the previous age limit being 16. The state's Minister for Health, Brad Hazzard, says that people mustn't forget that the vaccination is crucial, especially for the elderly and children under 5.
But of course, vaccinations are very, very important. Flu vaccinations are very important, particularly for vulnerable groups. They can still be done through your general practitioner and should be done, particularly this year.
However, Mr. Hazzard says that simply washing your hands is the most effective way to avoid the spread of both the flu and coronavirus. Meanwhile, in Victoria and in Queensland, elective surgeries have been pushed back to free up beds for anyone who may be affected by COVID-19. Mr. Dutton is reassuring Australians that there are solid security measures in place.
Obviously, we're fortunate as an island nation, but we've also got some of the strongest border protection agencies and policies in the world, so we should take heart from that as well. But again, we'll rely on the medical advice and they'll look at each of these individual markets.
National MP Barnaby Joyce has shown concern for Australians in regional areas.
And we have to be mindful of especially remote Indigenous communities and communities where there is no medical support. And I think this is a group where we have to start doing our risk assessment of how we deal with these issues, and noting that our flu season, which is winter, is coming up, and we're seeing the flu season overseas. But by the time our flu season starts, unfortunately, there'll be a greater propensity for a widespread of this disease.
The Australian government will work with the National Security Committee this week to further ensure the safety of all Australians. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.